Let's have some retro revival now with a game that was the benchmark for how powerful your computer was and how awesome it could make this game look. Crisis Remastered.
Our job is to locate and evacuate. We're not at war here. The North Koreans are hiding something. As soon as you secure the first hostage, we'll move out to investigate.
Rook engaged.
Hey, Nomad, you still with us?
On my way.
So 13 years later, the game came out in 2007, and as you said, it was like the technical benchmark. So when it came out, if your computer was rubbish, you couldn't really run Crysis.
Okay.
But as you bought extra bits for it and powered it up, it started to look better, and people went, oh, look how amazing Crysis looks. Now, they've released it on PlayStation 4, and it is an absolute shocker of a game.
Wow.
It's a real shocker. It is jerky, and it can barely load. And it's got an autosave system every minute or two. So you're running along and then it freezes. Autosave.
Carry on.
And then you carry back on. And also, everyone was going, oh, it's an open world. You can explore this first-person shooter and it's got this amazing thing. It's not open world at all.
It's a lie.
You can only go down the one jungle path. And if you try and go left, it's like, oh no, there's a wall of trees that you can't get through. Sorry. So it's
a one big lie.
I never played it originally.
How do these things get through?
Well, it was the technology. It was that it looked good on your computer in the early days. You can play it on PC as well now, but why wouldn't you just play a new game?
And how much is this going for?
£30. I don't know. It's not for me. But it's out now on all platforms if you really have to play it again.